Good morning, gentlemen. So, today we're going to learn the halacha regarding someone who made a mistake. And instead of saying the beracha of Bore Peri HaGefen on wine, for example, he says Bore Peri HaEtz. Or if instead of saying Hamotzi Lecha Min HaAretz, he says Bore Peri HaAdama or Bore Min HaMezonot. What is the halacha? This is a big machloket based on the Lashon of the Abu Darham. Abu Darham says the following. Hapat yatsa miklal peri adama. How did it change from being a plant to becoming amotzi lecha min haaretz? It's a plant. At the end of the day, it's wheat. It grows in the ground. It was bore peri adama. It changed. It was yatsa miklal peri adama. The Lashon is very important. It was removed from peri adama, from being considered a fruit from the ground. Mishum shenishtana le'iluya, because it was changed for the better. V'chen hotziu hayayin, the Lashon is important. They removed wine miklal peri ha'etz, from being included in the peri ha'etz, in the fruit from the tree. Kevan shenishtana le'iluya, because it was changed for better. So then the Chachamim made a very specific beracha for those items. It became a new species. It's unbelievable. The Lashon of the Abu Darham pushed many Acharonim to say, look, once it became Bore Peri HaGefen, for example, for wine, it's not anymore Bore Peri HaEtz. It was removed completely from that. I understand it came from the Peri HaEtz, I understand that. But it was removed, le'iluya. It was removed from that category because of the importance of the wine, and so too for the bread. So according to those poskim, it would not work. However, the Rambam Ipano and other poskim disagree. The Lashon of the Rambam Ipano is, Bore Peri HaAdama Poteret Perot HaIlan. We know that Adama covers fruit, fruits that come from a tree, if there was a mistake. V'afilu shivat aminim, even if they're from the seven minim from Israel. V'ani omer, and he adds, and I say, she poteret afilu pat v'yayin. It's poter even bread or wine, which means two berachot removed. By the way, it's a chidush, because you have maybe one mistake is allowed, but not two. From ha'etz to adama, okay, but what about from peri HaGefen to ha'etz to adama? Or from ha'motzi lecha min ha'aretz to mezonot to adama? That's also good, he says. I believe that it's the same thing. V'chen bore peri ha'etz poteret et hayayin bedi'avad. According to the Rambam Ipano, he disagrees with what we said before. So it became a very big safek in halacha between the two shitot. And of course, you know, safek berachot lehakel. So if somebody made a mistake and said mine mezonot instead of amotzi lecha min ha'aretz, that could be very common, by the way, then it's fine. If you said Bore Peri HaAdama instead of Amotzi Lecha Min HaAretz, it worked. If you said Bore Peri HaAdama or Bore Peri HaEtz instead of Bore Peri HaGefen, it works also. And that's why I say many times when a person has a safek, if it's Mezonot or Hamotzi, and you know, people think it's better to do Hamotzi because they're more religious, if it's more painful, that's not true. It's not true. It's not how Halacha works. Actually, Mezonot covers Hamotzi and Hamotzi does not cover Mezonot. So if you have a safek between mezonot and amotzi, you say mezonot. That's why on the pizza, etc., people, they want to say amotzi. I completely disagree. If you have a safek between the two, you say mezonot, because mezonot covers amotzi, but amotzi does not cover mezonot.